You're listening to Free Radio Olympia in Olympia, Washington.
This program is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. If this program makes your head explode or causes emotional distress, or if you suddenly feel as if life suddenly isn't worth living anymore due to the things you learn on this program, then you should blame yourself for the fact that you're such a wimp that you let the world push you around in such a manner, rather than blaming the producers of some radio show, much less blaming the radio station that is airing the show. And you should maybe soon become a Zen master and or a used car salesman and or an astronaut or whatever, rather than trying to educate yourself about things that are simply going to twist your worldview into a pretzel, making your continued existence on this plane problematic. If you have useful suggestions, or if you wish to participate in meaningful debate, then bring it on. But otherwise, if you aren't going to help, then please just shut up and get out of our way, so that we can do what needs to be done. Have a nice day.
Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice! Here it comes! Yes, kids! The Thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news! I have commentary. I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets. It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse. Though even the apocalypse is going to have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Thunderbolt for April 16th, 2021. So I ended the April 2nd show featuring a Thunderbolt about the headless bees of Sleepy Hollow. Therefore, no particular logic compels me to begin this week's show with yet another amazing feat of Mother Nature. So prepare yourselves, dear listeners, for this week, the Thunderbolt will uncover the mystery of the headless sea slugs of Oceania. So tell me, listeners, have you ever wished that you could occasionally just replace your entire body from the neck down? Well, if that is your dream, then maybe you will be fortunate enough to spend your next life as a sea slug. Because sea slugs can do just that. As you may remember, I recently reported upon bee colonies that had bouncer bees who continued protecting their hives even after having been decapitated by invader bees due to the fact that their severed heads were often firmly attached to the wings of the invader bees, thus disabling the invader bees' ability to fly. Well, if those bouncer bees had happened to be sea slugs, then their heads could have then started crawling around and eating things as they grew entirely new bodies. And as if that weren't already simultaneously both utterly amazing and totally creepy enough, the now headless sea slug bodies also continue to crawl around on the seafloor. Sometimes for weeks. However, the severed bodies do not eat, they do not grow a new head, and so these headless bodies do eventually die. To my very great relief. Yes, people, sea slugs actually have a bruise in their neck that are evidently similar to a notch that is specifically designed to easily break something at a certain point.
Passionate play, join round the maple and dance. Primitive rites round me. Summoned by name, I am the overseer of you.
Scientists speculate that this is a way for sea slugs to rid themselves of problematic parasites. While this seems rather a drastic measure to me, I must also admit that it is probably quite effective. That theory would be evidenced by the mere fact that this is what sea slugs do, and evidently what they have been doing for a long time. However, before you settle into your new sea slug paradise, you should know that sea slugs are hermaphroditic, meaning that all sea slugs are both male and female at the same time. No biggie in and of itself. And in fact, that fact opens up a lot of interesting possibilities. But you should also know that during sex, both slugs impregnate each other simultaneously. Which is also no biggie in and of itself, except for the fact that sea slug mating consists of both slugs piercing each other's foreheads with a frigging spike.
Yowch!
That is maybe kind of a biggie. I guess I'll have to say the same thing about the practice of spiking your lover in the forehead as I did about shedding your whole body in order to get rid of some parasites. While it may seem rather drastic, it would also seem to be effective, considering that sea slugs do not seem to be an endangered species. Sometimes, I guess you just gotta go with what works. Yes. Anyway, the more the events surrounding this pandemic unfold, the more I am realizing that the machine is pulling out all stops in their use of COVID as an excuse to put their nasty agendas into overdrive. This piece is called The Key Component Behind Everything, because according to journalist Corey Morningstar, the social engineering has become the key component behind everything. Yes, Corey Morningstar is a journalist who is really difficult to read, because she does not pull any punches in describing the nightmare that we are descending into. Corey Morningstar documents and describes in detail how the Green Revolution is completely dominated by elitist money and represents nothing more than a plot by the same people who destroyed our planet to make even more money now by claiming to be saving the planet. Since rich white elites claiming to be saving humanity from itself has been one of humanity's central problems for several centuries now, then this is not a hopeful development. Corey Morningstar vividly points out how they are using social engineering to train us not only to not resist their agenda, but indeed, we are being trained to demand their measures for the public good. Right. Corey Morningstar regularly publishes thoroughly documented and truly explosive information that you are not going to find on Faux News or MSDNC. And one of a whole bunch of agendas consists of an attempt to financialize Mother Nature herself, so that they can start trading her on the market. They seem to be running out of everything else. So, Corey Morningstar describes in thoroughly documented and exquisite detail how the non-profit industrial complex is being used by the elites as a vehicle to propel the Green New Deal, because they see that as the catalyst to unblock the $100 trillion with a T they want in order to unleash the, quote, fourth industrial revolution, unquote. This fourth industrial revolution being openly sought now by the World Economic Forum et al. Yes, people, they seek not only to enslave us, which is what they are always doing, but they now seek to completely eliminate all ability to resist that enslavement. And I can't see any credible opposition to this elitist agenda to begin with. And what opposition there is has largely been marginalized by the COVID restrictions, which Ms. Morningstar insists was the whole purpose of COVID in the first place. And a lot of the opposition is thinking that they're opposing the elitist agenda, when actually they're unknowingly playing right into their plots. And that fact is just as true on the left as it is on the right. So, as I have pointed out before many times on this show, you have freedom of speech in the United States as long as no one listens to what you say. That's the trick to how I get away with saying the things I say. And in light of that fact, Corey Morningstar began wondering how it was that Greta Thunberg was being allowed so much free speech since so many people were listening to her. And so, an investigation into Ms. Thunberg's funding revealed that Greta Thunberg's financial backers include Al Gore's Climate Reality Project, 350.org, Avaaz, and Global Utmaning, or Global Challenge, all organizations that have extensive financial connections with the World Bank and the World Economic Forum. Yes, I have myself defended Al Gore for putting his money where his mouth is. But in this case, which is the cart and which is the horse? Now, think of all the mischief and grief caused by the oil companies. And then consider that in 2017, data surpassed oil in terms of financial value. And after you've thought about that, and thought about some of the implications of that, then think about the fact that in light of our acknowledged need to reduce energy consumption, that these data centers require massive amounts of energy in order to maintain them. Bitcoin mining, for example, is reliably estimated to have consumed over 73 terawatt hours of energy in 2019. Now, this equates to the electricity use of 6.8 million average U.S. households. This equates to the electricity use of 20 million UK households. I could not find the figure for India, but I'm thinking that would be enough for a whole bunch of them. So after you've thought about all that, then think about the fact that this represents the energy use of a single cryptocurrency out of over 1,500 cryptocurrencies. And cryptocurrencies represent just one application area wherein blockchains can be utilized. And all of that, all together, is still only a very small part of everything else. Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google actually purchased the vast bulk of all this energy, and it is estimated that by 2030, data centers alone will be consuming around half of all the energy that is consumed by the entire human race. Yes, people, full spectrum surveillance of everyone on the planet is going to be very expensive. And another factor to consider here is that virtually all of the energy that is used by us lowly consumers goes not to education or to edification, but to streaming, movies and pornography, and playing online games. Hey people, we are not gonna save our world by watching movies and pornography or by playing online games. We need to unite into a massive single voice, especially in resisting 5G. Because 5G is not only proving to cause numerous health problems, and information about those health problems is being vigorously censored and labeled as, what else? Conspiracy theories. But 5G is also an absolutely necessary technology for their, quote, great reset, unquote. Or their, quote, fourth industrial revolution, unquote. Or their, quote, smart world, unquote. Or whatever other inspirational labels they can think of in order to market our own digital enslavement to us. They want us to start spending the bulk of our lives isolated from each other in front of our computer screens. They want everyone on the planet to be wired into their central database with a digital identity that they can track. And 5G is a necessary technology for them to be able to do that. 5G is also necessary to develop the smart grid, smart cities, the Internet of Things, and all the other tools of control and manipulation that combined represents a wet dream for totalitarians. Yes, people, when everyone is wired in, then no one is ever off their radar. Ever. We need to do major organizing and networking, and we need to be taking to the streets. But I don't see that happening anywhere except amongst Trump supporters. And that brings up yet another disadvantage to the left during this time of COVID, as most of the left don't want to gather in numbers due to COVID restrictions, whilst Trump supporters have no problem with that. The calendars for both the Thunderbolt and for Local Motive are almost empty these days. The Fellowship of Reconciliation is still very active, but they are not growing their audience, and a lot of those folks are getting old. I'm getting old. And in addition, the left is either attacking each other, or they are embracing the prophylactic faux solutions being presented by a bunch of elitist-funded foundations and NGOs that are nothing more than tools of elitist interests. Yes, this is a rather depressing thunderbolt this week, especially since I am out of ideas as to what to do or what to say about much of anything anymore. Events seem to be going in the wrong direction, Joe Biden notwithstanding. Indeed, Mr. Biden is not only fully on board with a smart world surveillance state from hell, but he has already demonstrated that he also plans to merely continue the long-standing traditional imperialist American policies of mass murdering civilians all over the world in order to assure that all of these countries continue operating for the benefit of Wall Street rather than for the benefit of their own people. A small handful of people simply continue sucking the planet dry, leaving nothing for anyone else. And I don't see anyone taking any effective measures to even slow any of this down, much less to stop it. I'm not even sure what can be done about much of any of it at this point anyway. As for the immediate right now future though, it's time to take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute. So I guess maybe I'll go smoke some pot and listen to some very loud Trillion Green on my Bose speakers. I should be able to come up with something a little more positive. Second half of the show will be a little bit more upbeat. I get my word. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of anyone else associated with this radio station. All right, we are back. And you should prepare yourselves now, listeners, because we are about to embark upon yet another Thunderbolt adventure.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Last
6,
minute checks here.
5.
Yeah.
4, 3.
We're nominal.
2, 1.
Let's do this. On the theory that what is right about our world is fine like it is, and that is what is wrong with the world that needs to be talked about and worked upon. I named this program the Thunderbolt specifically because I very consciously intended to start blasting lots of things. However, I do also think that occasionally it is a good thing to acknowledge and celebrate the good things that are happening, if only to feel a little better about ourselves. And so, I had the thought that Thunderbolts, in addition to blasting things, can also be used to illuminate. It is also probably a good thing to occasionally report upon the good things, just to remind us that such things do actually exist. Why, thank you very much. And so, after the depressing deluge of part one of this week's show, I have decided to completely turn things around for part two and report upon some of that good news. After all, Martin Luther King did not inspire his people by saying, "I have a nightmare."
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to hell. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Here is one. Seriously reducing our intake of meat is a healthy, ethical,
she's buying a stairway to hell,
an environmentally friendly thing.
There's
to do.
But she wants to be sure.
And the good news in that area,
you know, sometimes words have to mean,
is that plant-based faux meats have now broken through the barrier and become mainstream.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misguided,
as evidenced by the fact that the Impossible Burger is now available
makes me wonder
at Burger King. Seems impossible, doesn't it?
Makes me,
and another positive development is that Joe Biden is doing much better than I expected.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the, and my spirit is crying.
True, I expected almost nothing.
In my thoughts,
so he had a very low bar.
And
he's not really clearing that bar.
Voices of those who stand
by all that much. But he is still clearing it. Since that's the first time that's happened in my adult life, then that is a good thing as well.
It makes me wonder.
We landed a rover on Mars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people object to spending money on such things when there are so many other things.
If there's a fossil in your hedgerow, don't be alone.
That are so seriously underfunded. But actually, the space program,
yes, there are two paths you can go by,
pays for itself many times over.
There's still time to change the road you're on.
Simply in the byproducts resulting from the research,
oh, yeah,
and the scientific discoveries.
Yeah.
Velcro fasteners, freeze-dried food, and carbon composite materials are just a few of the things I can think of off the top of my head that have resulted from research into space travel. And there are many, many others.
Your head is humming and it won't go in case you don't know.
Besides that,
it's calling to join him.
Exploring the outer limits.
Dear lady, can you hear the wind?
And figuring things out is what humans do. If we ever quit doing that, then we would no longer be humans. Besides, we landed a friggin' rover on friggin' Mars. I think that is worth it in and of itself. And here are some of the other good things happening. Morgan Vague, a biology student at Reed College in Oregon, may have discovered a breeding bacterium that can eat plastic and break it down into byproducts that are harmless. And in that same vein, poplar trees are being used to break down PCEs at Superfund sites. In addition, It turns out that researchers have engineered metal-consuming yeast as a bioremediation technique to remove heavy metal contamination from water. Robert Plant. No man can cover Stairway to Heaven. Ann Wilson. I'm no man. Anyway, also in the good news category is the fact that Danish scientists say they have developed a genetically modified Thale cress plant. They can detect unexploded landmines by changing color. Across our planet, there are over 100 million landmines buried under the earth, and at least 26,000 people are killed or injured by these mines every year. Fusion power actually happens. And just because no one has figured out how to harness it yet, doesn't mean they're not going to. And some think that there are people who already know how to harness fusion power, but that they aren't being allowed to do so because having a non-polluting source of energy that could power an entire city with a teaspoonful of water would change the basic core structure of our entire economy. And of course, all of the usual suspects would then have to give up their monopolies and their privileges. And, if I may indulge in some major understatement, they have proven highly reluctant to do that. And another happy, happy development is the fact that worker-owned cooperatives are becoming more popular. And since they have trouble obtaining funding from the usual sources, and since they should avoid that debt trap if possible anyway, they are coming up with innovative ways to fund their operations. For instance, Cooperation Richmond is a member of Seed Commons, a nationwide network of loan funds and incubators that specialize in supporting and investing in cooperative businesses. According to Kate Khatib, K-H-A-T-I-B, the co-director of Seed Commons, and a worker owner at Red Emma's, a cooperative restaurant and bookstore in Baltimore, that I will assume was named after Red Emma Goldman, said, quote, "This is about using our collective power to create a new financial institution. We're fundraising collectively, raising the investment capital collectively, and figuring out how to deploy that capital most effectively in our individual communities. Unquote. I have railed many times about the profound dangers involved with recent advances in quantum computing, especially when combined with recent advances in artificial intelligence. But that is only because our world is being run by psychopaths. And putting such power into the hands of such people would be insane. By the same token, though, used responsibly and very carefully, quantum computing combined with artificial intelligence also has the potential to do a wide variety of profoundly awesome things. For instance, intelligent self-replicating quantum machines could travel to other planets, set up shop, and then use local materials to start manufacturing other intelligent self-replicating quantum machines that are designed to do whatever anyone can think of for them to do. And that's the least of it. So I hope you have now been properly illuminated, because it's time to get to work. But first, let's spin a couple of tunes, let's say. This is Fresh Air with Mannheim Steamroller. Enjoy. yes. Midnight on a full moon. Before that was the cricket. Before that was the third door. And we started that set off with chocolate fudge. All from Fresh Air with Mannheim Steamroller. So this world keeps moving along and we really have no choice but to ride out the storm. We just need to take control of where this ship is headed because we are facing some pretty stark choices and we need a voice. That's why you need this radio station. So please consider donating. And please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.